Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. You may have heard our recent interview with the German ambassador to the United States, who was visiting our state to learn more about how the two of us can grow what is already a significant economic connection into an even bigger and better one. And now we have another high-level German emissary visiting our state, this time with a focus on sustainability. Jennifer Morgan is the German State Secretary and Special Envoy for International Climate Action, and she's here in our studio. Jennifer, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much, Mike. Great to be here.
And welcome to South Carolina. Have you been here before?
I have been here before, but not for work, so I'm enjoying it from a different perspective.
Give us, first of all, a description of your job.
So I'm the Special Envoy for Climate Change for the German Foreign Office, like the U.S. State Department. And that means that I work with other countries and states and cities in countries for action on climate change. So that's building up renewable energy, more energy efficiency, but also working with countries to try and deal with some of the impacts like the flooding and the intense hurricanes that they're dealing with.
And so tell us what your mission is here while you are visiting our state.
Well, South Carolina is a very important partner for Germany. We have over 250 companies in the state. But also I'm here to touch base with them and learn about what South Carolina is doing on alternative energy to see if there's more opportunities to work together, to learn from the state officials and to see, what more can we be doing together?
What are we doing here in South Carolina right now? What is your picture of what we are doing?
What I see is two things. One is trying to get a sense of how to build resilience to the impacts from climate change, which are things like increased flooding or along the coastline where you see sea level rise and that being a problem for real estate along the coast. So there's a resiliency plan that the state's put in place and to try and build up kind of the ability to adapt to these impacts that are happening and are going to be coming more intensively. And the other is really, it seems like getting the state ready to go big on renewable energy, alternative energy sources, getting the workforce up and running, attracting great companies, not just German companies, but other companies to come in with the new technologies that are really, I think, the future.
Well, now talk about the challenges that you face in trying to do your job as you are visiting our state, and I'm assuming other states and other countries. I'm sure a lot of these challenges are political.
They are political. I think the challenges are mixed. Some of them are in the fact that the impacts of climate change are happening much more intensively. And so states and cities and other countries are trying to figure out how to deal with them when there's a drought. And I can say in Germany, big drought, our farmers, how do you adapt to that? Or the floods that come, how do you make your housing more resilient? That's true across the world. And then also building that workforce, because there's so many jobs that are possible in the solutions to all of this. But not everybody has the training programs in place to do that. And sure, I think it's, that you need political leadership on it, but I think also a lot of it is now common sense, and the opportunities are so big in the clean energy space that I think that, hopefully, I think is a bipartisan issue in the United States. It certainly is in Germany and just about every country I visit. People want jobs and well-being, so it's a good space to work in.
In your travels, can you share with us any example of a sustainability project that you would like to see a state like ours undertake?
One that would come to mind, Kenya, right? Kenya has a lot of renewable energy. They have geothermal power. They also have a lot of solar. So they've put in place and are working on getting a law in place so that investors will come to Kenya to invest in renewables. So to have a long, loud legal signal to say, okay, by X date, we're going to have X percent of renewable energy, and that gives that clarity for financiers. And I think as South Carolina moves forward and wants to build this sector out, that's something that could make sense for South Carolina as well. It needs to be adapted to what makes sense here. But those are something I see in a lot of different countries, just trying to get the policy framework in place so that the investors come in.
Well, Jennifer, thank you so much for taking time out of that busy schedule to spend with us.
Well, it's been great to be in South Carolina, and I would be bad if I didn't give a shout out to your women's basketball team, because that's been very exciting to watch from afar.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Thank you very much. Yeah. Jennifer Morgan is the German State Secretary and Special Envoy for International Climate Action. And we will have a link to her office posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and never miss one of our shows by subscribing to our podcast, which you can find anywhere you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.